More than 24 million people get their health care coverage through the ACA, Affordable Care Act Marketplace. Most of them are self-employed, gig workers, or do not receive health insurance through an employer. For Camilla Thompson, a genetic counselor in San Francisco, the ACA became a lifeline for her and her husband.
When we first got on Obamacare, we were paying $1,200 a month. Once the American Rescue Plan came in, basically cut that in half, and we were paying $700 for the two of us.
That pandemic-era relief came in the form of enhanced premium tax credits set to expire at the end of the year. Unless Congress votes to extend the subsidies that 22 million Americans receive, their costs will increase, in Camilla's case, by more than 400%.
Now, if the subsidies are not renewed for the same plan, we'll be paying $2,951 a month. It definitely impacts our plans for next year. We were thinking about buying a different house. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. We will not be taking any vacations next year for sure.
In 2021, when lawmakers passed the American Rescue Plan, Congress changed the formula for ACA premium tax credits, making more people eligible and lowering monthly costs. More than 13 million people gained coverage as a result, more than doubling the number of ACA health insurance enrollees. Those numbers could now dwindle as costs are set to increase starting January 1st.
I sent the copy of my covered California letter to Nancy Pelosi and to Adam Schiff and to Alex Padilla because I just want Congress to be aware of how drastic these changes are. So many of my friends are just going to be uninsured, and that's really dangerous for everybody.
Camilla's story is not unique. Alexander Phillips, a father of three, first turned to the ACA in 2018. At the time, his coverage cost was about $400 a month. Today, he pays $1,200 monthly, but still has to pay out of pocket for important procedures.
My youngest child is going to need some orthodontic work, and none of the programs that I pay for offer a dime to help with orthodontics. So even after paying $1,200 a month in this ridiculous scam, I'm also going to be asked to come up with maybe $2,000 or $3,000 out of my pocket to pay for the orthodonture. And none of my dental insurance covers it. None of my health insurance covers it. There is no program that offers any support for a pretty common medical malady.
To understand what's at stake nationwide, I spoke with Claire Hyson, senior policy analyst at the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonprofit think tank focused on reducing poverty and inequality.
If Congress doesn't extend the premium tax credit enhancements, nearly 4 million people are expected to become uninsured in the next decade. The amount that the average person who receives premium tax credits pays in premiums will more than double.
Tammy Griffith is a small business owner who says her costs would quadruple without subsidies.
My current payment is $497. Each year I've had to choose plans that were less and less good, but to keep the price where I could afford it. This year, my new plan is $1,700 and some change. I assure you I'm going to go shopping.
While the pandemic-era subsidies are scheduled to lapse at year's end, another subsidy, the advanced premium tax credits built into the Affordable Care Act, will remain. A document reviewed by KPFA showed Griffith's healthcare cost with the other built-in subsidies lowers her healthcare costs to $488 a month, even without the pandemic-era subsidies. Critics say the pandemic-era subsidies were only meant to be temporary. Hyson says temporary does not mean unnecessary, as it can be a lifesaver for many.
Just because a policy was put in place during COVID, if it is working well, that isn't a reason to end it. If these enhancements end, you're looking at a scenario in which people are likely to delay getting care or get care in non-ideal settings like emergency departments. And if someone without insurance gets into an accident or has another high-cost medical expense, it will increase the likelihood that they experience medical debt.
In Washington, lawmakers say they want to lower healthcare costs, but so far there's no agreement on how to do that. Negotiations are expected to continue as open enrollment begins and the clock counts down to December 31st. I'm Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.